Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow tree's name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beat, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captive, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion. Over the river Jordan, let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America, but the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything. Forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The 7th verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God, judges. The Most High has put this spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government knows it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries, over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The 9th verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be all right, that you're going to be floating up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ comes back. While they teach you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High's prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible, the fifth verse. For I say of the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this, the Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, where it says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The 8th verse. Okay? There's more, but if you want to know more, you can always go to our website.
Shalom, brothers and sisters out there. I'd like to say all praise to Ahia in the name of Yeshua. That's all praise to the Most High in the name of Christ. This is Warriors in Christ on the air. This is Brother Yawanathan and Brother Dwayne signing in. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. That was Elder Ricard from the Gathering of Christ Church with that enlightenment. Letting the people know to wake up, that this is Babylon. Shout out to the Gathering of Christ Church all over the globe, on all four corners. Also, Gathering of Christ Church in Florida. Shout out to you all. Brother Dwayne, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, most definitely. All praise to Ahia Bahashem Yeshaya. And what? Special thanks. The Florida GLC, special thanks to GLC and Recall, all the brothers who laying their life down for the truth, Atlanta GLC, Las Vegas GLC, all GLCs, all four corners of the earth, most definitely. Special thanks and a salutation to you. Salute, brother, most definitely. All the brothers and sisters that are standing up in truth. Night show. Who is Esau? Who is Jacob? You know, we're finna go in depth. We're not gonna cover everything, but we're gonna go real in depth. We're gonna go front and back of the Bible to show the people who is Jacob, who is Esau in today's world, who they are, and how they link up to the prophecies. We have to do that because if we don't do that, we won't be pushing truth. By us doing that, it's going to give a clearer picture of understanding of the scriptures.
Right.
We're going to find out that Esau and Jacob is all over the Bible. So we're going to go in. Any brothers and sisters out there in the queue right now?
Yeah, I believe we got Truth Seeker in the queue.
Okay. Bring them on in.
Bring them on in. True Seeker, we're about to grab it. One moment. Brothers in Christ, you're on the LI.
Shabbat shalom, fam.
What's happening? Shalom.
Shalom. Praise. All praises go to Ahia Bahashem Yeshaya Bahashem Wah. You know, I'm more than happy to hear you brothers in the word and to be able to, you know what I mean, to be edified within the word, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we clock in, we never clock out, you know what I mean?
Oh, you already know.
Definitely.
Yeah, tonight we're going in on Jacob, man.
All right, that's what's up, cause you know that's like that's key. That's key. That's a key topic right there, cause revealing Esau, who Esau is today in these last days, is very important. It's like the they have this book, right? But they reading the book, they don't know who is the character, the main characters in the
right.
book, and what role these characters play. If they do not know what role these characters play, it's like they won't know what's coming for them. Right?
Right.
Exactly.
That thing is just a story.
What'd you say, brother?
No, I was saying people read it and just think it's a story, you know, can't put the place and time with the people. You know, just like everything
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Exactly. And matter of fact, that was one of the main things that opened my eyes when
Amen.
I found out who was Esau. So just to let y'all boys know that would be a good topic to touch on, because that's what opened my eyes and, you know, revealed all the hidden secrets and what saved my life. So all praise go to the higher by Hashem Yeshayah. By Yeshua walk.
Most definitely true seeker. I remember when I don't remember what show it was, but when you were telling us, you said when I be telling Brother Jonathan about it when you say when you find out who Jacob was, the little fire or flame, a little fan of flame
yeah.
on my mind, my boy.
Right. For real, what? For real.
Definitely. They hide behind that texture white. When they're not white, they're actually red. We're going to get into that. We're going to handle this.
Right.
Exactly. And you know, there's people that might listen to the show and think that we're pushing racism. No, it is not racism. It's the truth, all right?
Exactly.
This here is the truth and nothing but the truth. And the Most High is seeking such to worship Him, that worship Him in spirit and in truth. All right? So we can't put up a lie and say we're worshiping the Most High. That cannot be. Because the father of lies is Satan. All right? We don't worship Him. We worship the father of truth. That's the higher, by Hashem Yeshaya. All right?
Right. And for the listeners out there who don't know, what's that you're speaking when you're saying Ahaya Bar Hashem Yeshayah, for those who might not know the credo that you're speaking in, brother?
All right. Ahaya means I am, because He is, and there is no one else greater than Him. By Hashem
right.
means through, all right? And Yeshayah means Savior, all right?
Right. Okay. Definitely.
And that was the name of our Messiah, Savior. Yeshaya.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm tuned in. I'm ready, y'all boys.
We already know. We ready to
suck. We already know. That's what's up. What we gonna do? Anybody else in the queue?
Let me check one more time. Hold on, let me make sure. Don't wanna leave anybody out, brother or sister. No. There's nobody else in the queue at this moment, so we're going to go in.
Okay, we're going to go in.
All right, True Speak, I'm going to put you back in the queue. You know what it is.
All right.
All right, Brother Wayne, where do you want to start, brother?
This is what we're going to do. We're going to get all praise to the Most High. We're going to get all praise to the Most High, the Creator, the Creator of the earth, the Creator of all things. Let's thank Ahayah for making man in His image, you know, and after His likeness. Because a lot of people understand by us being in His likeness, in His image, the earth was made to yield its fruits to us. The heavens, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything ministers to man. Even the angels have to minister to man, because man is made in the image of the Most High. A lot of people understand that. Satan was an angel. And that's why everything's backwards, because Satan wants to be worshipped. And man is actually worshiping Satan. And not just Satan, all type of other fallen angels and their children. Because, yes, the angels came down and had children from women. And they created Nephilim. And when those people, those evil children, those cursed children got destroyed, after the Most High put a decree to destroy them, they became wicked and evil spirits. And that's what the Illuminati is actually worshiping today. They're worshiping those evil spirits, the fallen angels, and Satan. So the foundation that the Father laid is out of course. And what we're going to do, we're going to bring some enlightenment to what's going on. So by Satan throwing everything off, people don't really understand the scriptures because it's not given to you. But what we're going to do, we're going to go in and we're going to open this up. What I need you to do, I need you to go to Isaiah 48, verse 1. We need to go to Isaiah 48, verse 1. We finna do something. And it's just read the scriptures. We can get an understanding. And we finna do what we do. We're not a conventional Bible reading brothers who follow Christianity. So if anybody out there listening who in Christianity, please tune in. Listen intently.
Grab your pen and grab your paper.
Brother?
Say it again. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
I was telling the brother that they might want to get their pens and paper.
Most definitely. King James Bible only. King James Bible only. Get your pencil. Let me know.
I'm there, brother.
Read.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass.
Hold on, stop right there.
Speaking to you, Mike, bro.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You clear?
Okay. Hear this, O house of Jacob. Hear this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which were by the name of the Lord, and made mention of the God of Israel. We're going to start right there. We're going to make mention of the God of Israel. Hear this, O house of Jacob. Who is Jacob? That's the question. Who is Jacob? Jacob is Esau's brother. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to hold this and go to Genesis 35:9. We're going to hold Isaiah 48:1 and go to Genesis 35:9.
All
right,
because
it says, hear this, O house of Jacob. For we can see who is Jacob. Hear this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel. So we have this name Jacob, and we have this name Israel. Let's see who is Jacob. Go to 35:9.
Genesis chapter 35, verse 9. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him Bethel.
Okay, right here is showing you that Jacob was blessed by the Most High. And when Jacob was blessed by the Most High, it says, 35 and 9, Genesis 35 and 9, and God appeared unto Jacob again. He appeared to Jacob again. Seeing Jacob that we read about in Isaiah 48:1, hear this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel. This is the same Jacob. Now read that for me. Read 35 and 9 for me. The same Jacob that, the same Jacob, would it say, hear this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel. This is the same Jacob. Read 35 and 9 for me again.
Genesis 35, verse 9. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel.
Start right there. Why in the church is they not telling people that God changed Jacob's name to Israel? Because Israel is all over the Bible. The children of Israel. This is the father of the children of Israel right here. This is the father, and this is the name that the father gave Jacob. So therefore, the father named this nation the people. The father named this nation the people through Jacob. Keep reading.
Verse 11. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it. And to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called thy name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel.
Okay, this is the understanding right here that he said the seed. The seed, so evidently, we're talking about something physical. We're talking about sperm. We're talking about descendants. So the children of Israel, they're not deceased. They're not going anywhere. They're still here. But when the people don't have an understanding who they is, when the people told they're Christians, the people being converted to Muslims, when the people Seventh-day Adventists, when the people, everything except children of Israel, when it's telling you, that God named a nation in this earth. The Father, the Creator, named a nation in this earth. And his people are missing. His people gone. Something's wrong. Go to Psalms 83. Go to Psalms 83 for me, before I can show the people what's wrong. Why these people are not, the children of Israel, the same people, Jacob was named Israel by the Father. These same people are not, they're not being upheld as God's people in the earth today.
I'm there, brother.
Psalms 83, verse 1.
Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head.
The enemies make an uproar and have lifted up the head. Keep going.
They have, verse 3, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, against your people, Father. They've taken crafty counsel against your people. Keep going.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones.
consulted against our hidden ones, consulted against the people who don't know who they is. Christians, Muslims, well, the ones that's converted over to Muslims, the so-called African Americans, the so-called Cubans, the so-called Puerto Ricans, the so-called Colombians, the so-called Hawaiians.
Right.
These are the people of the Most High. This is Jacob's seed, descendants. The Most High made a promise to give Jacob's descendants the Holy Land. Read, brother.
Okay, verse 4. They have said, let me go back to verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Verse 4. They have said, come and let us cut them. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom.
Start right there. Start right there. The tabernacles of Edom. Go inside your Christian church and ask the pastor who is Edom. Ask the pastor who is Edom. It's not being taught, not by the Christian churches, because if it was taught by the Christian churches, you'd know who Edom is. That Edom, jump down to 12 real fast.
Psalms 83, verse 12. Who said, let us take to ourselves the house of God in possession.
Let us take for ourselves the house of God in our possession. The house of God. The house of God. The house of God. The Father named Israel. Genesis 35 and 9. He named Israel. These are his people. Now, let's go back to Edom. Let's go back to Edom. Go to Genesis 36, verse 1.
Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom.
Hold on. These are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. These are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Edom means red. Esau means hairy. Now let's go to that story.
All right.
Genesis 25. Let's see. You got it?
Genesis 25 and 1.
Go when Rebecca, go when the Most High revealed the angel to Rebecca. All
right,
let me see. Go to Genesis 25, verse 21 for me.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived.
Barren means couldn't have no kids. Keep going.
Verse 22. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she was to inquire of the Lord.
Hold on 1 second. She was saying, if it be so, why I'm this? She was saying, if I couldn't have any children, and now at this old age I'm having these pains with these children, why is it like this? Because all the other women wasn't going through these pains, because the children was fighting inside of her. 25, Genesis 25, Verse 22, and the children struggled together within her. They were fighting in her before they was even born. Okay, read 23.
Verse 23, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there was twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. Verse 26. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
Hold on 1 second. This is showing you right here who was Esau and Jacob. They was brothers. Esau and Jacob was brothers. Now, the Most High revealed something to the mother. The Most High revealed 25 and 23, Genesis 25, verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve younger. So she have an understanding that the elder shall not get the inheritance over the old or the younger. The younger is going to get the inheritance over the elder. She understood that. It was revealed to her by the father. In the Christian churches, they teach that it's deception, but it's not deception. The father put that in place. And the Lord said unto her, and the Lord said unto her, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. The elder shall serve the younger. This is coming from the Most High. So, she has twins in her, but they're not identical twins. They're fraternal twins. Because verse 24 say, and when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins of her womb. And the first came out red. Notice this first one given is a description. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And his name, and they called his name Esau, because Esau in Hebrew means hairy. So he was hairy. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out. And his heel took hold. And his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And his father, and Isaac, was 80 years old when she bare them. Let me read that over. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. It's not given a description of what Jacob looked like. So evidently, Jacob was looking like everybody else. Read 27 for me, brother.
Verse 27. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. Verse 28, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his vengeance, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Verse 30, and Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom.
Therefore was his name called Edom. What Edom mean, bro? What Edom mean in Hebrew, brother?
In Hebrew, Edom means red.
Okay, right here, it's showing you 25, Genesis 25, verse 27, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. He was a man of the field because let's look at the attributes of the people who love to be in the field, love to be in the mountains, people who love to go out there fishing, catching sword fish, people who love to put deer in their house, or mounted deer head in their house. People who, those, that's the man of the field. That's the man of the field, people. Let's think about who love to catch animals and stuff them and place them in their houses for souvenirs. Who love to be in the mountains? Who knew that the rural area, what they call, out way out there in the no man's land, out there hunting. Cunning hunters of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Think about it. Jacob don't like to work. Jacob like to sit home. Jacob like to play the video game. Jacob, if you think about it, most of Jacob sit around their mama house, don't even move out their mama house. They bring all their friends, all that madness around them. But that's how we get down. Think about it, people. It's giving you the attributes. It's giving you the attributes. Read 27, brother.
And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents.
Dwelling in tents. Keep going.
And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his vengeance. Verse 28. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Verse 29. And Jacob saw a pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint.
Okay.
And
okay, hold on right there. Hold on right there. And Isaac loved Esau because he did of his venture. He loved his food. He went out there. He caught food. He caught game. He called it game. Went out there, caught game, and cooked it. His father liked it. His father loved it. 29. And Jacob saw a pottage. He was cooking. He wasn't finished cooking. And Jacob saw a pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage." If you cooking something that's red, people, you cooking something and it's red, that means it's not finished. So this is showing you the people that eat well done food. That was blood. That's why his name was called Esau, because the food was still bread. And Jacob saw a pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. He ate the real done food, which is bloody. He ate the real done food, which was bloody. It's giving it to you right there in the scripture, but the pastors don't see that. It's giving you the attributes of our fathers. The people that eat real down food, we know who that is. And the people who read, we know who that is. Because it's their blood pressing against their skin because they don't have the full melons in their pigmentation. When they blush, they red. When they blush, they red. When they angry, they turn red. That's why it's called Edom. Okay. Genesis 35, verse 29.
Genesis 35.
And Jacob saw a pottage. No, I'm at 25, verse 29. And Jacob saw a pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage." That means, feed me that right now. I ain't got time to wait. Feed me now. Jacob like, "Hey, man, I ain't finished cooking. Feed me now, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. Now hold that. His name was called Edom. Go back to Genesis 35. Go back to Genesis 36, verse 1.
Genesis 36, verse 1. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom.
These are the generations. That means that's the bloodline. That's a bloodline. That's a bloodline. These are the generations of Esau, which is called Edom. Edom is a nation. Now go back to Psalms 83. And read to me and say they have start where they say they're taking crafty counsel. And read it on down and stop at Edom.
Psalms 83, verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. But they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom.
The tabernacles of Edom. Right there is showing you that it was multiple nations that got together against the children of Israel to hide the name that is no more remembrance, cutting us off from being a nation. But Edom was number one, and that's who we directed everything to right now. We're going to show you who was Edom. Later on, we're going to get those other nations. But right now, we're dealing with Esau and Jacob. So the focal point is on Edom right now. Edom brought us over on slave ships, people. Edom taught us that we're African Americans, people. We are the people of the Bible. We are the children of Israel. Edom controls everything because Edom is linked in with Satan. That's what it's actually a race war. There's no such thing as a white race, and there's no such thing as a black race. You had a race of Israel. You had a race of Edom. You have a race of Ishmaelites. You have a race of Ammonites, Moabites. That's how the races go, brothers and sisters. Races go by the Bible. The people in the Bible is how it goes. The races go. The people, that's how it goes. It's the white man changed everything because they linked in with Satan. They linked in with Satan. Job 9 and 24 tell you the earth was given to the hands of the wicked. Edom, which is Amalek, go back to 36 verse 1. Amalek is the grandson of Esau, and Amalek today would be the Jewish people. Read 36 verse 1 and stop at Amalek for me.
Genesis chapter 36 verse 1. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of daughters of Canaan, Adah, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Aholabama, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibion, the Hivite, and Bashmas, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth. And Adah bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashmas bare Reuel, and Aholabama bear Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance, which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob.
Stop right there. His brother who?
Brother Jacob.
His brother Jacob. Esau and Jacob are brothers. Esau and Jacob are brothers. What I need you to do, I need you to come to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me.
Stop right there. Read it again for me.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me.
The Most High named Israel. The Most High named Israel. We understand that Genesis 35:9, when he met Jacob coming out of Paddan Aram, he blessed Jacob. He blessed Jacob. He named Jacob Israel. He named Jacob Israel. Now, we're getting a better understanding when we went into Psalms 83 that they consulted against the Most High, the tabernacles of Edom. Edom is at the top because you look in the earth today, the people was born over on slave ships. The ones who knew who they were beaten, they was murdered. They had kids, raised their kids up and institutionalized them with their institutions, what they call schools. And they taught them they came from another land. That's the first thing they taught us, that we came from another land. That's the first thing they did. And they told us, they didn't tell us, they weren't even smooth with it. They just told us we came here peacefully. They told us they brought us here in chains. So imagine how we felt, because we went through it. Imagine how we really truly felt when we was young. But through the years, we embraced it. We embraced it because we watched the Martin Luther Kings bring us together. They brung us together in this land where we was beaten, we was hung, we was afflicted, we was oppressed, always on the bottom. And what we do, we just wanna be us. So we link in with them, not even understanding that these people telling us that this is the land of the free, and God we trust on the same money, and God we trust on the same money when we actually God's people. We are Jacob. We are Jacob. And we understand that Israel is a name that is hidden. Israel is a nation. Israel is a nation. We're going to go into that. Israel is a nation. What I need you to do, go to Malachi 1 and 3 real fast for me. Go to Malachi verse 1 for me. Since we understand who is Jacob and who is Esau. Now, the Christian churches, they say God don't hate nobody. Well, we're going to go see what the scriptures say. They say God don't hate nobody. But if you name the nation, and your nation of people is not being recognized as people in the earth, being destroyed, murdered, and afflicted, you will be angry too. Read.
Right. One moment, brother. Let me get it.
You will be angry too, because that's what's going on. The Most High's people don't even know who they are. They're relegated to accepting a subtitle. We accept a subtitle. We African Americans. When the Europeans came here before us and took the land from other Israelites, they took the land from other Israelites. We're going to show you that. We're going to show you they took the land from other Israelites. And they brought us here on slave ships hundreds of years later. They brought us here on slave ships. They take down our brothers and sisters. They kill them, murder them, might get them small parts, destroy them, and then turn around and come up with a holiday, Thanksgiving. They destroy them and come up with a holiday, Thanksgiving, actually thanking their God for giving them this land. Yes, that's how serious it is, people. Your spirit participating in Thanksgiving, you failing to understand your spirit is participating in Edom, thanking their God, Satan, for giving them this land, taking down God's people, giving them this land. You got to understand that. Read Malachi 1.
Malachi chapter 1. The burden of the word of the Lord of Israel by Malachi. Verse 2, I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein? Hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Saith the Lord, yet I love Jacob. Verse 3, and I hated Esau.
Hold on. Let the people know what the Most High just said again.
Malachi, verse 3, and I hated Esau.
And I hated Esau. Who was Esau? Wasn't this Jacob's brother? Read it again for me. Restart at 1 again for me.
Malachi 1, the burden of the word of the Lord of Israel. By Malachi, I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Saith the Lord, yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau.
Keep going.
And laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever.
Stop right there. This is showing you that the Most High will have indignation against Edom forever. The Most High said, and I have hated Esau, verse 3, and I have hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. What he did when it came down to the blessing, that's why I said the elder shall serve the younger, because his blessing, he didn't get the blessing. Jacob got the blessing, even though Jacob was the younger. The Most High tell you clearly he hated Esau. So he hated Esau because Esau actually despised his birthright. He didn't care nothing about his birthright. We're going to go into that, but right here is showing you, and I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons or the wilderness, because Esau was given the mountains. If y'all ever heard that the white man comes from the Caucasus Mountains, that's correct, because the father didn't give him land. The father gave him the mountains to dwell in. That's why I say, and I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished because they was living like cavemen. They was living like cavemen. When you see them Geico commercials with those two cavemen, brothers and sisters, that's Edom mocking you. That's Edom mocking you. Every year they got an up-to-date Geico commercial with two cavemen. And nobody never questioned why. Why is two cavemen every up to date every year? And if you listen to what they saying, it's one they got with a football player who played for the Redskins. His name Brian something, when they go in the locker room. And the caveman coming dressed up like a cheerleader. And he's saying, Brian, you got me at the bottom of the pyramid. You need to listen to what they say. When you get a chance, YouTube it. YouTube every last Geico caveman commercial. This is what the scripture is speaking of, because they was given the mountains and they lived as cavemen because they was impoverished. But this is what they said, verse 4, Malachi. Chapter 1, verse 4, whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. What they mean by return and build the desolate places, they given the mountains, but they're going to come down from the mountains, and they're going to destroy, and they're going to take down everything. That's what they did in the so-called Dark Ages. They don't have no history of the Dark Ages because they came down, they took and destroyed. They destroyed everything when the Israelites was ruling. Actually, King James was a Hebrew Israelite. All those people was Hebrew Israelites they took down through the Dark Ages. And then they come back with a rebirth because Ladies and gentlemen, they taught us about Shakespeare. They taught us about Mona Lisa and all these great pictures and all this. All that's called the Renaissance, which means rebirth. Why do you need a rebirth in history? Because they writing it in their history. It's no longer history. It's his story. The white man giving you his story. He's actually taking your story. Only thing he doing is putting up his picture. That's the only thing, because all the great things they speaking about in the past, what the Israelites have done, and when the father have brought them out of Egypt, and all these things, Charles and Heston playing in the movie, Ten Commandments, all that stuff is your history. But they put their face on it. Well, as Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places, because they took down everything and destroyed everything. They're going to return and rebuild the desolate places after they took down this land from the Indians, from the so-called Indians, which are Israelites. The word Indian means savage, which was given to you, which was given to them by Edom, the same way we was given the word nigger by them. The same way they destroyed everything and renamed it. Thus said the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, the people. Listen, it says the people, not the spirit, the people. You need to understand the scriptures is clearly telling you it's people in this earth the Most High have indignation with forever. We need to learn these scriptures and understand what the scriptures are saying instead of being lost with this ghost we fighting. In Christianity, it's a ghost. It's a ghost you fighting. You reading the Bible, and you lost. Right here it says, they shall build what I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord have indignation for forever. This is Edom we speaking on. This is Edom we speaking on. Now, what we need to do, let's go back into Genesis 25, and let's go back and let's find where Esau and Jacob was given the blessings, so we could line it all up.
All right.
That would be 32. Genesis 32.
Chapter 32, brother, or verse.
No, just hold on one second. I know it's 32. Let me get down. First of all, go back to 25, verse 30, and read it on down. And while you do that, I'm going to get the blessing.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, verse 32, and Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright.
He sold his birthright. Okay, keep going.
Verse 34. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Read that last sentence again.
Thus Esau despised his birthright.
What the word despise mean?
He didn't care about it.
So the father already knew his mindset. He already knew his heart that Jacob didn't care. That Esau cared nothing about Isaac. He just wanted the blessing. Because he knew the blessing was going to be to have domination over the earth. He knew that. So, he despised his birthright. He stole it. That's why the whole the Father came. Read verse 23 for me. 25 and 23. Read that for me.
25 and 23. Genesis 25, verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.
The elder shall serve the younger. The Most High already knew who the herald, who he was going to give the inheritance to. He already knew how he wanted it to go. He already knew. Because that's the Father of all. We already understand that. But yet, the churches teach that Jacob is a deceiver. They teach that. They teach that Jacob was evil and he deceived Esau. When the Father already knew that Esau despised this birthright. He cared nothing about it. It's just like you being a spoiled rich kid and your father a millionaire and you getting in all kind of trouble, whatever. You don't care about your father and he getting tired of getting you out of trouble and you just using his wealth and his power. And when he's about to die, you don't really care nothing about it because you got in your head, I'll be having my dad to die anyway because when he die, I'm going to inherit everything. That what was going on. That what was going on. Let's go to 27. The Most High already knew Esau heart. He already knew his mindset. He already knew that. Let's go to 27. Genesis 27.
Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Jacob, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat. That I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Verse 8. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what? According to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. Verse 10. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, and he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. Verse 14. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hand, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. Verse 18. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Verse 21. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father and felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. Verse 27. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Verse 30. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting.
Hold on, sorry though. But right here we're seeing that Jacob got the blessing from his father. He got the blessing from his father, and most would say he deceived. Genesis 27, verse 12 says, my father peradventure will fill me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. Go fetch the kids when you could kill them, for she could prepare the meal. Remember, brothers and sisters, the father came to her and told her that the elder shall serve the younger. So she was being righteous. She was being deemed, she completed her mission as doing what the Most High told her to do. So she was deemed righteous in the Most High eyes. And she's sitting inside the bosom for being righteous, doing what the Most High told her to do. 13. And his mother said unto him, Genesis 27, verse 13, and his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice. He did what he's supposed to do. He listened to his mother. He listened to his mother. He did what he was supposed to do. That's why he ended up getting the blessing. He wasn't deceiving anybody. He was a child following his mother's instructions. His mother was following the Most High instructions when he came to her and told her the elder shall serve the younger. Read 31.
Verse 31. And he also had made savory meat. Matter of fact, let me go back to 30. Genesis 27 and 30. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce going out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him, ye, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me even me also, O my father. Verse 35, and he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and has taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? Verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew of heaven from above. And by the sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. Verse 42. And these words of Esau, his elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, he will comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. Verse 44. And tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away.
Start right there. Now, we seeing why Esau hated Jacob. Esau hated Jacob because the Most High wanted Jacob to get the blessing. Esau felt because he was the elder, his brother beat him out of his birthright, and he felt that his brother beat him out of his inheritance. But the father wanted this because the blessings go down through righteousness, who the father felt was righteous. Esau wasn't righteous because his blessing, Esau's blessing, that he asked his father to keep giving him a blessing. His father blessed him, and his father said, verse 30, and Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, which is the mountains, and of the dew of heaven from above. When you look at the mountains, they got that white, like snow on top of it. Hey, man, they was giving the mountains. That links right up with Malachi. Hold on 1 second. Malachi 1, verse 3, where it says, And I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom said, We are impoverished, where we will return and build the desolate places. After they destroy everything, they're going to come back and build over. They was given fatness of the earth and the dew from heaven to live in. And it says, and by the sword, and by the sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother. Now, let's look at this by the sword. Actually, the white man lived by the sword, to be honest with you. If there is no country, they basically haven't taken down through the sword. In today's time, when you read the scriptures, it says sword. But think about the army. Think about the army. Think about how powerful the United States military is. Think about when they feel like just taking the country. They're just, oh, you got nuclear weapons. No, we don't. They go in there next thing you know, they screw a whole country, kill a million women and children, had nothing to do with planes going into buildings. And look at that place now. It's destroyed. Those people been wiped out completely, and they set up their democracy. America set up their democracy. They might as well say they just stuck their flag in those people's land after they done screwed those people. Now think about it. Did any one of us see a Iraqi plane or Iraqi tank? Who was they warned against? Was they warned against the Iraqi army, or was they warned against the civilians? Because when you say an insurgent was fighting them, imagine if we here in America and people invade this country and we don't have no military to fight for us. Us men have to get together and band together to fight for our women and kids to try to protect the people that invaded our country. We need to wake up, brothers and sisters. We did not see not one Iraqi plane, tank, or anything. They don't post to fight people who coming in their land trying to take over, killing their women and children. They don't post to fight back. Wake up. Please wake up. America is Edom. It's ran by Edom. The sword is the army. The American army, now don't get it twisted because you have blacks. You know, we understand who runs the country. We understand where all everything's coming from. Israel need to wake up, and Jacob need to come back home to the understanding of who he is. By the sword, and by the sword, Genesis 27, verse 40, and by the sword shall thou live, and by the sword shall thy live, and shall serve thy brother. That hasn't come yet. That's what we praying on. That's why when we shall come to earth, we will rule the earth. We will. That's what we waiting on. But at this present time, and by the sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke off his neck. That's what's being now. That's what's happening now, people. We come into the understanding who he is, we starting to break that yoke off our necks. And they're not going to go for it. They're not going to sit here and let Israel come to the understanding who they is. Because once Israel fully understand who they is, and all come together in one consent, all 12 tribes and cry to the Father, the Father's going to move. The Father's going to move. The Old Testament tells you that the Most High fought for Israel all the time. And that's not what they're going for. They're not going for that, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's going to be a falling away, because they're going to try to take us out before we come to understand who he is. So this teaching, what we're doing over the internet, is going to be for a period of time. So if you get any understanding, please link in as much as you possible. If you can't link in to the Warriors of Christ, link in with Gathering in Christ Church to get this understanding. YouTube, Gathering in Christ Church. And get this understanding. We're only going to be here for a short period of time. This understanding we're giving you is only going to be for a short period of time, because they understand we're waking up. And by the sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion like they have now. Go to Esdras and pull out 6. He said, go to Esdras right now. Let me read your scripture. And by thy sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Right now they have dominion. How we know that? Read Exodus from 6 or 7. Was that first Ezra or second Ezra?
Second Ezra in your King James 16:11 Apocrypha. We're in second Ezra in the Apocrypha. Chapter 6, verse 7. Then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the times? And when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth? Verse 8. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. For Esau is the end of the world. And Jacob
Esau is the end of the world. Hold on, my bad. Esau is the end of the world. That's right here showing you that, first of all, it's showing you that everybody who don't have a King James 1611, get you a 1611 with the Apocrypha, with the 14 books of the Apocrypha. That makes the Bible in its totality. It's all its total, its whole total books. Get that, because it's showing you right here that it's canonical. We don't need no Edomites to tell us what we could read and what we can't read, and we don't need no Edomites telling us what's biblical inspired and what's not. That's right there telling you that Esau is the end of the world. It's telling you that. And that's coming out the Apocrypha. That's why they took the book out, because it's showing you, I'm going to read Genesis 27, verse 40. And by the sword shall I live and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou have dominion. That's letting you know Esau was going to have dominion in the earth. Now, read that again for me, so we could get this understanding of that Esau is going to have dominion in the earth. And we're showing you in the Apocrypha that holding the hill was a sign. It was a sign of significance. And it's found in the Apocrypha. Read it.
Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 7. Then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the times? Or when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth? And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. Verse 9, for Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth.
So this is showing you that Esau will have dominion in the earth. But when they had dominion in the earth, Genesis 27, verse 40, and by the sword shall I live. Esau lived by the sword. And shall serve thy brother. He haven't served his brother yet. That time hasn't came. And it shall come to pass when thou have dominion. They have dominion right now. They have dominion right now. That thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. That time is coming. We waking up. So they're going to do what they have to do to try to destroy Israel. Because if they destroy Israel, there will be no inheritance for us to inherit. If they destroy all of Jacob, Esau went. 41, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will slay my brother Jacob. You got to understand, the bloodline hasn't stopped. So the Masons, that's being passed down. But the thing about it is they're not revealing it to the Israelites. The Israelite brothers who Masons, they don't actually know the whole truth. They don't actually know to have an understanding. So them brothers blind. Those brothers blind. They don't understand that it's an oath they taking against their own people. Yes, it's an oath they taking against their own people to slay Jacob. Because they kept building Satan's kingdom. But brothers like me, Jonathan, and Truth Seeker, and all the other brothers and sisters who trying to give you this understanding. Once every 10 brothers or sisters go to Satan, we pull out one brick. All it takes for us to pull out one brick towards the kingdom of heaven. That's what we're doing. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing. That's what's going on, brothers and sisters. That's why all the third world countries, those are Israelites. Think about it. Is why Europe don't have no type of, why Europe is it towed down in third world status? Africa third world status, because we ran from Africa. I mean, we ran from Jerusalem and hid in Africa. And then the Israelites and the Hamites told the Grecians where we was. They told the Romans where we was. They got together and confederate against us. They got together and told them where we were. They all confederate against us. And they brought us over here, and they reinstitute. They didn't reinstitutionalize. They institutionalized us. Now we believe it's planets out there. And now one of us never seen a planet. But we believe it's planets out there. Because, and we don't even believe the Most High is real. We don't even believe the being that created our nation, that named our nation. The Father named our nation. We Israelites, take back your heritage. Take back your heritage. Get to understand it. Come back to the Father. Take back your heritage, because if you don't, soon this place is going to be shut down. They're going to implement the mark of the beast. They're going to implement the mark of the beast. Right now we're in Jacob's trouble. The scriptures call it Jacob's trouble. Why would the scriptures call it Jacob's trouble? Because Jacob never went nowhere. Jacob is the seed of Israel. Do me a favor, John. Go to Revelation. We're finna go in this New Testament. Go to Revelation 6 for me.
All right, I'm there. Never.
Go to Revelation 7, verse 1.
All right. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe
of
Judah.
Start right there. The children of Israel. The scriptures clearly say, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the tree. I mean, on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. The seal of the living God. The name of the living God. Well, that's what's going on with this waking up, brothers and sisters. We finding out who the Father's name, we find out who the being is that actually made Israel. Ahayah. His name is Ahayah, the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth or the sea. It's saying, hurt not, neither the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God. So that's letting you know the earth, the sea, the trees gonna get hurt. It say hurt, saying hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God. So that's letting you know destruction is coming. But it's not gonna come until they seal the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. Read it, brother.
Verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000. And all the tribes of the children of Israel. Verse 5. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Judah.
Hold on 1 second. The tribe of Judah is the so-called black Americans that came on the slave ships. Go.
The tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000.
The tribe of Reuben is the Simeon Indians, a small remnant of them in the South Florida area. And most of them was the Aboriginal Australians.
Seminole Indians and the Aboriginal Australians. Right. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000.
The tribe of Gad was a North American Indian that was took down by a troop. That troop was the U.S. Cavalry. Took down Gad. Killed the North American Indians.
Verse 6. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000.
The tribe of Asher is the Colombians and the Brazilians down there in the central part of South America.
Of the tribe of Naphtali, were sealed.
Tribe of Naphtali, that's the Samoan and the Hawaiian people.
Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000.
Manasseh is the Cubans.
Verse 7. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000.
Simeon is the Republicans. You saying, folks?
No, it's the Dominicans, brother. The Dominicans.
Okay, Dominican Republicans. I'm sorry.
Right, the DR. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000.
And the Levi happened to be the brothers who shared an island with the Dominican Republicans, the Haitians.
Right. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000.
Issachar is the Mexicans, which would be the so-called Mayans.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000.
Zebulun would be the people in that region where Venezuela at, down into Central America.
Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000.
Joseph, which was the brother of all the names we just named, but when he went to Egypt, he had two kids. He had Manasseh and Ephraim. So this is Ephraim would be the Puerto Ricans today.
That's correct, brother. We're sealed 12,000. Sorry.
Keep going.
Of the tribe of Benjamin, we're sealed 12,000.
And Benjamin will be our warriors. Benjamin is the brothers and sisters that rave like wolves late night because they will be the warriors. They're the soldiers for Israel. They would be the Jamaicans. And all the people in the Caribbean islands, name some of the Caribbean islands down there from the brother, the Bahamians, the
Indians. The West Indians.
Yeah, the West India Islands. The West India Islands. Name a couple of my islands for me.
You got, like I said, the Bahamas. You got Turks and Caicos. Man, it's a lot of islands.
The Trinidad,
Trinidad, Barbados.
Barbados. A lot of them.
Those would be our brothers with the locks. Our brothers, most definitely.
Right.
Most definitely, because what we want to show was, go to, because it says, chapter 7, Revelations, chapter 7, verse 5, of the tribe of Judah. Now, let's go to Revelations, chapter 5.
Okay. You there?
Read it for me.
Revelation, chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the books, neither to look thereon. Verse 5, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seal, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And it came, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And that, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard.
Oh, start it up. Right here, this is showing you that Christ comes from the tribe of Judah. Christ is an Israelite. So that means Christ comes from the loins of Jacob. Christ comes from the tribe of Judah. We finna focus on that, because they just keep, it's impossible not to focus on it. When the people, when this script, this is Revelations we reading out of. It told you, chapter 7 told us that the angels was not going to hurt the earth, the sea, nor trees till 144,000 be sealed, or the seal of the living God. So if that's important for the angels not to do nothing to a certain limit of individual, certain limit of people, of a nation that's not even a nation that's not even being exalted in the earth today. Those people are not Israelites in that land, in our land right now. They Israelis. We reading about Israelites right now. It's an important fact that you know that Christ is from the tribe of Judah. Christ is an Israelite. It's evident that our Lord sprung out of Judah. Go to Hebrews 7, verse 14 for me.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe?
Read it again.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which now, tribe?
Why is this not being understood in the earth today? Why aren't the teachers who teach the word not bringing Jacob back to the Father? The scriptures tell you that we support anybody professing to teach the scriptures must know that they must bring Jacob back to the Father. Because ain't this the New Testament we reading it out of this son?
Yes, sir. Hebrews, right?
That the New Testament is telling us what tribe Christ came out of. What tribe is this New Testament telling us Christ come from, Brother Jonathan?
Right here in verse 14 it says, our Lord, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
And why isn't this being told in the earth today? What I need you to do, I need you to go to Romans 10 for me.
Romans 10.
Go to Romans 11 for me. This is Paul speaking. This is Paul.
Okay. Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Please read that again for me.
From the top, Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid.
Hold on, stop right there. Sorry to have God cast away his people. God forbid. Paul telling you the Most High didn't cast us away. We not cast away. We not. But the people, the rulers of this earth, the rulers of this earth gonna rob us and steal from us our identity. And they gonna uphold our identity. And they gonna go in the land and say they're Israelites. Well, they say they're God's chosen. They don't say they're Israelites. Because those people can't even tell you which tribe they come from. It's 12 different tribes. These people don't even acknowledge what, they don't even say they're from a tribe. Because they're not from a tribe. They're not from not one tribe of Israel. Not one. They don't even read the Bible. They follow the Talmud and they do their Kabbalah witchcraft. They don't even uphold. They hate Christ. They hate Christ. The Jewish people hate Christ. These scriptures uphold Christ. But why those people in that land don't? That's showing you they are not the people. They're not the people. Read that for me one more time.
Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, have God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Keep going.
Verse 2. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What? He not what the scripture said of Elijah?
No, not what the scripture say of Elijah.
Right. How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life.
Stop right there. What I need to do, go to chapter 9 for me. Romans chapter 9. This is Paul speaking again, and this is a letter to the Romans. Paul was telling the Romans, I'm an Israelite. So you got to understand, an Israelite was teaching the Gentiles. Everybody keep running to Paul, failing to understand Paul was an Israelite teaching the Gentiles because Israel is a light to the Gentiles. They have no understanding of the Most High. They get all their understanding from Israel. Because you got to understand, Dan was a tribe of Israel. But Dan got kicked out of Israel. Dan took all Israel's understanding and gave it to the Gentiles. You have to understand that. And all the Gentiles that's coming in Christ, they come in Christ, they came through Paul. Paul went out to the Gentiles and taught the Gentiles. The Gentiles get their understanding from a Israelite. And you got to understand when they say you have to come through Christ to get Christ as an Israelite. They have to come through Israel. They have to come through Israel. So to say God's people cast away, when the scriptures clearly said, have God cast away his people? No, he haven't. God forbid. Read chapter 9, verse 1 for me. This is Paul speaking.
Romans chapter 9. I say, the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh.
My brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Here, Israelite, keep going. Who are?
Verse 4. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption?
The adoption is Christ's blood. The adoption is Christ's blood when he died on the cross. He redeemed Israel from their sins because it was an atonement for our sins. Christ was that sacrificial lamb that brings us back to the Father, the lamb without a blemish. That was written up in the Israelite law. The adoption that who are Israelites to whom pertaineth to adoption, who own that adoption, is us through the blood of Christ. Keep going.
Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant?
That's the covenant we have. We pertain of the new and the old covenant. That's with Israel coming out of Egypt and after coming out of Egypt. We was brought from Egypt because the Most High had a covenant with Abraham, who's the father of the Hebrews, who, of our nation. Through Jacob, we become Hebrew Israelites. We was Hebrew, it was just Abraham, Hebrew, Isaac, Hebrew, Jacob, Hebrew Israelites, because the father named Jacob Israel, Hebrew Israelites. Read.
And the covenant, and the giving of the law.
We was given the law. We was given the law through Moses. Moses gave the children of Israel the law. We was given the Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. We was given the law. Everybody wasn't given the law in the earth. Because if everybody was given the law in the earth, how could it be? How could everybody be given? How could it be when the scriptures clearly tell you that when they was taken out of Egypt, when the Father took us out of Egypt, we was given the law, Mount Sinai. We was given the law. The children of Israel was given the law. Not everybody. Read.
And the giving of the law, and the service of God,
and the service of God. God do the thing, was doing everything for Israel. That's why we his witnesses. That's why Judah and Israel, the two witnesses, we seen the works what the Father have done. The children of Israel seen the works what the Father have done, freeing us from our captivity, warring for us, blessing the kingdom beasts. Be the greatest kingdom in the earth, the most wisest king in the earth, the most wealthiest king in the earth. King David, when King David was ruling over the earth, they were scared of King David because of the hand of the Lord was King David and many other Israelites. pertain in this Bible, that the Most High, it was the service of God. Go.
All right.
Read.
And the promises.
The promises was given to the children of Israel. The promises that that holy land where they in right now today, they have it now. But soon it won't be theirs. Because when everything hit the fan, when the falling away come, when they institute the mob, started to tell the truth, brothers and sisters, but I have to tell the truth. When millions of people get destroyed because their lack of understanding and their ignorance, because they're not properly being informed of the truth, a lot of people are going to die. But the Most High has to bring in a new kingdom the same way the old one was maneuvering. The old kingdom, this kingdom which is ran by Edom, which is worshiping Satan, destroy everything through war. The Father is going to bring in a new kingdom the same way the old kingdom ran it, because they don't want to give up the earth. They're not going to give up the earth willingly. So Christ had to come in through war to take the earth. And as he come in to take the earth and get the earth back to the Father, the promise is New Jerusalem come down, and all those that follow the commandments. You have to follow the commandments. You have to live by charity, your alms. You have to focus on the Most High's word, and you have to be out the world. You have to come to the true understanding who you is. Once you come to the true understanding who you is, it's more easier to follow the laws and the commandments, because you understand that you are not of this world and you've been living a lie. It's easier for you to find the Most High once you understand who you are. It's a lot of people who had a zeal for the Most High, and it's a lot of people who really want to find the Most High, but they don't have the understanding who they is. So it's hard for them to comprehend the scriptures. But once you clearly see that it's a war between Jacob and Esau, and Esau not letting Jacob know who he is, but destroying Jacob. But once you find out who you is, you find out you Jacob, and you clearly can see that Esau trying to destroy you because of the promises, you link into the truth. Read that all over from me. Read from 1 on down to 5 from me.
Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I say, the truth in Christ I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, who are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all. God bless forever. Amen.
Amen. Chapter 9, verse 5, whom are the fathers, and whom are concerning the flesh, Christ came. Christ came from the Israelites, the tribe of Judah. Go to Amos chapter 3, verse 1 for me. Right now, I know this is supposed to be about Esau and Jacob, but I'm going to focus on Jacob right now, try to bring people to understanding that this is all over the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. This is the New Testament we read now, and it's speaking on Israelites. We read, matter of fact, the last show we did was about the kingdom, and then we read the scripture that the names of the children of Israel is on the kingdom that's coming down from God. Amos 3, verse 1.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel. again.
Hear this, Lord. Hold on 1 second. Hear this word that the Lord has speaking against you, O children of Israel. The Most High, all the way through the Bible, in the Old Testament, when he spoke, when the Father spoke through prophets, he spoke to Israel every time. Every time. When Christ came in the earth, Christ went to the Israelites first. He went to the Israelites first. Read.
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Let me read that again, verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Verse 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
He revealed his secret unto everything that's done is in the Bible. The most, all the prophecies that the Most High have spoken, which come to pass, the Most High already spoken it. It is written. It came through the prophets. The Most High revealed it to his servants. It's already revealed. But this is showing you that the Most High only dealt with Israel, the family that he only known. Go to Psalms 147, verse 19 for me. We're going to jump back and when you read that, we're going to go back in to the kingdom. 21, we're going to read what the children of Israel's name is on the kingdom.
Psalms chapter 147, verse 19. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye, Lord.
Read it again for me.
Psalms 147, verse 19. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye, the Most High.
As for Jacob, Jacob was given the commandment. Jacob was given the laws. Jacob was given the commandments, the statute, because Jacob was named Israel. And from Jacob came the children of Israel. So that's why it's called children of Israel, because once Jacob was blessed, every man or female that came through his loins, from his kids, from his kids' kids, so on down through all the generations, they are the descendants of Jacob, which are the children of Israel. Let's go to Revelation 21. Okay, Revelation 21, and I need you to read verse 2 for me.
Revelation verse 21. I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. And it came, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me, with men, sorry. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God.
And okay, God shall go to 10 for me. Because we're showing that the kingdom is coming from heaven. Read 10 for me.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Okay, now, this city that's coming from heaven, from God, read verse 12 for me.
Verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Read that again from verse 12.
And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
The same. Keep screaming, keep saying, children of Israel, Old Testament, New Testament, why are we not being aware who the children of Israel is? Why everything is Christianity? Why everything is Seventh-day Adventist? Why everything is all these buzzwords? Christmas, rapture. Well, give me another buzzword. Folks, buzzword is a word where you can say and automatically you're thinking of somebody who deal with scripture that is not in.
Speak it through your mic, brother. Speak it through your mic.
A buzzword is a word that you can say in a people automatically pertain it to the Bible. They automatically say it pertains to the Bible, to the scriptures. Rapture, that's not in the scriptures. But people say rapture. And the first thing they say, Bible, Christmas. First thing they say, oh, that's Christ's birthday. Or when our Lord and Savior was born. It's not in the Bible. It's a buzzword. Give me some more buzzwords.
Easter. Easter, brother.
Easter, they got that in the word, but that's supposed to be a Passover. So I'm talking about a word that's not in there, period.
Let me think of one right this second.
Rapture, Christmas, what else they be saying that don't have nothing to do with the Bible? I mean, that's not actually in the scriptures, but when they say, it's a couple of more, man. If you can't get it, don't worry about it. We're not going to stress it. We'll get it on the next show.
Right, definitely on the next show.
We'll do some research and get it right. We'll get it right. So this
right.
is what I need you to go. But we need to show, because this is John, right? This St. John. I mean, this is not St. John. This is John the Baptist telling us that he see the holy city coming down from Jerusalem. And he explained to us that this kingdom have the children of Israel name on it. Now, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go to Luke for we can find out where John the Baptist come from. What nation John the Baptist from?
Luke. Luke 1 and 1.
I need you, we're going to go to Luke, start at 1-1. Now, hold on. How much time we got?
We ran out of time a minute ago. We're in overdrive right now.
We in overdrive? Well,
yeah.
Okay, we in overdrive.
Yeah, we still got Truth Seeker in the queue as well.
Okay, so we're going to do this last one. We're going to show this last one to show where John the Baptist come from, what nation John the Baptist was from, and then we could bring these people in because I don't know, we don't rent in the overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we, you know what, we're going to push this more. What we're going to do, we show, okay. Go to Luke 1, verse 6 for me. No, go to Luke 1, verse 5 and read for me, and we're going to pull in them brothers.
All right. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
Start right there. The daughters of Aaron. Aaron was the brother of Moses. Moses was a Levite. So it's telling you, it says, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. So Elizabeth was a Levite. Read.
Verse 6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office,
According to the customs of a priest's office, what tribe he had to be from?
Had to be from Levi, priest.
He had to be from Levi, priest. So what we're going to do, we're going to start right there, and we're going to jump back in this our next show. We're going to jump right back in this our next show to follow up and go more in-depth to keep going, because we got more. We got plenty more scripture. The whole Bible talking about children of Israel. And we could do this for days and nights and months and years with the scripture, because that's all it's speaking on. What we're going to do, we're going to bring them brothers in, and we're going to let them get that insight and them good scriptures to help us out.
Okay. Brother Truth Seeker, I'm bringing you in.
If you can, bring both of them in at the same time.
Words of Christ.
Shalom, shalom. Going on, fam?
What's up?
Going on? I like today's segment. I like today's lesson. You know, revealing who's Edom, who's Esau, and what role he plays. You know, and I like to expound more about what the brother have said about the Most High having indignation upon Esau forever. All right, and also, Malachi, where he said that he loved Jacob but hated Esau.
Right.
That's also for the listeners that don't know. That's also in Rome. Roman. Paul even said the same thing as well too. So basically, that's in the new. That's in the Old and New Testament. All right.
Okay.
Just to expound on that, let me see what's called verse that's on. But if you can go on Isaiah 65, it speaks about Esau and what Yeshua is going to do.
Exactly.
To Esau. So Esau, man, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
The one that's in Christ, they could be saved, but it's already written. It's already written with Obadiah all the way through. Yes, most definitely. Joel, it's already written. So, you know what I'm saying? They done did so much to us through the slave. You know, you already know what was going on with the slave ships. How many Israelites were getting thrown off, that the shawls was falling up.
How they
destroyed out the Indians. They got to pay for that.
Yeah, you're right. And it's like, and it's so sad how they don't know that the Most High is angry upon them. It's mad, like.
It's sad.
You know, it's like, it's very sad, but like I said, man, repent. For real. For real, on everything. Because, you do got some Edomites, man, that will tell you, yeah, you are the people of the Most High. And that have apologized for what the ancestors have done. You know what I mean? But, the Most High, I don't know how the Most High is going to deal with them, but, you know, There's some Edomites that will tell you who you are. Matter of fact, I have like 5 or 6 videos of Edomites, Ishmaelites, confessing that we are the people of the Most High. All
right?
Right.
Right.
That's it on that. But, you want a thought?
Yeah, right. I'm here.
Can you go ahead and read that for your boy right quick?
Which one was it? It was Isaiah
63.
Is that verse 1 or?
Yeah, verse 1 all the way down to 4 right quick for your boy. All
right.
Matter of fact, all the way down to 6.
No problem. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in fury.
He would tread them in his anger. He went through the people, and he seen that there was none that was with him. And he's going to tread them in his anger. And it's so sad how their rulers are not showing the truth unto them, showing that Esau, your rulers do not care about you.
Exactly.
Right.
They do not care about you. You better find you an Israelite and make them teach you.
Right.
Because the Most High is angry with you. Continue to read, brother, please.
I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I would tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury. For their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeem is come.
Do you see that? The year of my redeemed is come.
Exactly.
That's you, Israel.
Exactly. And check this out. Go to 61 verse 2, because they need to see that Christ is coming to do that because the Father's sending him. Read verse 61 verse 2, because they go exactly with that. Christ is being sent by the Father, because the Father, like the truth say, the Father's sitting on the throne very angry. Read it.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn.
The day of vengeance. Exactly. That's the day of vengeance. Christ coming on earth to execute vengeance. And man, like you say, true sick man, repent. You know what I'm saying? And the sad part about it is, it's not just Edom who's going to be destroyed. A whole bunch
exactly.
of Israelites going to be destroyed.
Exactly. Exactly. Matter of fact, you can go on. I was just looking into that. Go to Amos right quick. Amos chapter 9 verse 8 through 11 or through 12. It tells you about the Israelites.
No, brother. Amos chapter 9 verse 8. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I rise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will rise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this.
Right there. So basically, verse 10, all the sinners of my people, that's you, Israel, that talking about all that, oh, this not going to happen, that's not going to happen. You are going to be destroyed with the sword. I be taking the Most High for lightly. I be taking the Most High like he planned. How long will the Most High have long suffering mercy upon the house of Israel and Edom? Verse 12. Look, for those that are listening, that are Edomites, repent. Repent. Feel me? It says that the Hebrews will take you for possession. That means you will have life. You will still be living. Those of you that repent and seek the Most High.
Right.
So it's like we not under the 501c3. We don't have no restriction on how to preach the word. We preaching it to you exactly how it is, uncut.
Right.
We not sugarcoat with nothing. So, you know, your leaders are misleading you. Your leaders that are ruling in high places are ruling along with Satan. They do not care about you. In Revelation 12, it says, woe be unto the earth, for the devil is cast down upon you with wrath. The devil do not care about you. Israel, repent. Please. The only way change will come is if Israel gathers together and cry, Abba, Abba, Ahaya, Bayashim, Yeshaya, come back and save us, man. For real, man. It's been too long, my boy. It's been too long.
Right.
All this chaos and all this.
Well, that's a vanity. That's the truth, man. And we up late night, man, trying to, you know what I'm saying? We doing our work more definitely to get in the kingdom, but at the same time, man, we care about everybody out there, because we ain't care, man. Trust me. We don't want to see our parents, brothers, sisters, cousins go by the sword, man. We do it. We don't want to see our neighbors and people we went to school with. Man, we want everybody to be in that kingdom, but at the same time, if you're not following the commandments, you don't want to believe in the Most High, man. We only could do so much. We only could do so much. And you got the brother signing like me and Jonathan was signing on the last show, because we care, man. That's what's up, man.
Right.
That's what's real, up.
Boy, for real, man. It hurts me real bad, bro. It hurts me real bad to know that we are a people of dignity, respect, law. Look at us now.
Regal. Exactly. Regal people.
Exactly. Straight up.
Kings and queens of this earth, man.
I definitely did a number on the children of Israel. For sure.
Hey,
bring Jacob.
Who? Anybody still in the queue?
Nah, there's nobody else in the queue, brother.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, that's what's up, man. Bring out another scripture, man.
Yeah, what's the other one you had? True, seek what it is.
Matter of fact, Romans. Let me find that right quick. Just to show them that Malachi don't only it does not only says that in Malachi, you know what I mean? Because you know people be so quick. Oh, that's the Old Testament. This is that. It's crazy, man. Well, the New Testament says the same thing. You know what I mean?
Why he looking? Oh, you got it. Because I'm gonna let him read the scripture real quick to show them that this Old Testament. That this is what this coming out is the New Testament, so they don't have no excuse. Read Acts 1:6 for me.
Because
this when Christ is gonna be taken away and go back to go to the heaven. Read 1:6 for me, because it's very important. I want these people to hear who keep saying the Old Testament is not valid with the New Testament.
Acts 1:6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Yeshua, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Okay, start though. He leave the same way he left, he's coming back. But the most important part, what I want the people to see, is they asked Christ, verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked him of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? They were asking Christ, was he going to restore Israel? You see, that's the thing they don't point out in the New Testament. They don't point that out. They was asking when are you finna set Israel up? And that's when Christ let them know, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons for which the Father have put in his own power. Because Christ don't know when that time going to be. When the Father say do it, it's on.
That's right. That's right, boy. That's right, brother. That's right. That's right.
That's good. That's good.
For real.
Okay, now what Brother Tusicker was saying, I'm going to go back to that precept. He said Romans chapter 9, verse 13, and it says here, Romans chapter 9, verse 13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
See that?
Yeah.
Right there.
For
those that will say, oh, that was the Old Testament, that Ben, he don't feel like that no more. So why is Paul repeating the same thing? All right? So, you know, just to clarify that right quick, you know, I appreciate what y'all boys doing, man, doing the work, you know, like, y'all boys.
Yeah.
Y'all boys forgot to say the theme, man, the theme.
We already know. You're right. It don't stop till the casket drop. Most definitely.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, for real.
Most definitely. Most definitely. We appreciate you, bro. We most definitely. We missed you the last show, but, you know, we know you were dealt with us in the spirit, so we all good, man. It's all good. But we appreciate you on the show, man. And you know what I'm saying? We love that insight. We love that. The scriptures, we love you, just, you know what I'm saying, taking the time to listen to us, dog, because, you know what I'm saying, likewise, we on the same level all the way around.
Most definitely,
real,
man. If you got other people out there, man, you know, up under your wing, go ahead and, you know, email them, send it to them, man, let them know, man, we're trying to reach all four corners of the earth, as it says, hurt not the earth nor the sea to the 12th. You know, to the 144,000 to seal. So, you know, we're trying to put a move on things, brother. Get out there.
That
word.
Hey, something just hit me just now about what you were just saying about if anybody decided to be a pastor or a shepherd, they have to actually go ahead and preach to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Right. Right.
And that's Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 5, all the way down to 12. It actually said just like that. All right?
What was it?
So,
what was that?
Pastors, if you're claiming to be a pastor, well, your job is to be going out and finding the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Right.
What makes you greater than Yeshaya? Yeshaya
right.
had to go do the same thing. Yeshaya was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
What's
a servant up? Is not greater than his master. All right? So, and those that say that they are pastors, so basically you're claiming, you're putting a title upon yourself. Well, the Most High is going to deal with you because you're
right.
putting a title upon yourself and you're not actually going out to go find the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The Most High is going to deal with you. All
right?
Right. But that's it on that.
And true seeker, that's great, because that's the Father working right now, because reason being, what you just said is one of the main things what they do with these Bibles, these up-to-date Bibles. The New International Version, when you read St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 11, where it say, I come to save those that which was lost, that's not even in the scriptures, because it precept with that he come not to save, but he come only to the house, the lost sheep, the 15
lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Read it for me, John. Go to Saint Matt. Go to Saint. While you get true seeker, you pull up Saint Matthew 15 and 24. John, you pull up Matthew 18 and 11. Because the Jehovah Witness so called Bible, when they come knocking on the door and I come out and I speak to them and I let them talk and I say, well, please turn to St. Matthew 18:11. And it's a dot there. Brothers, it's a dot there. It's eight, they have 18 and 10, a dot, and then 18 and 12. The New International Version, it's not even in there. It's not even in the period. No dots, no nothing. It's just not there.
So just a bullet.
Yeah. Read St. Matthew 18:11 for me, John.
Matthew, St. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
That's not even in the New International Version. That's not even in these up-to-date Bibles. It's not. Now, read St. Matthew 15:24 for me, true seeker.
But he answered and said, hold on, St. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
See, there it is, the precept, but it's not even in the New International. And that's what everybody eating up, the New International, because they claim they can't understand the King James. But we have, it's in the English, right? It's in English, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's what we reading, English, right? So what's going on? That's the deception Satan put in the earth and the people, like you saying, going back to these pastors. These pastors.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's sad, but at the same time, we're going to do what we got to do.
Oh, yeah. The work never stops until the casket drops.
Hey, that's it. That's the anthem right there.
That's the anthem to that question.
That's the anthem. And whenever we get ready to get off, let that thing fall, because that song is bring that on you, you're not Egyptian, too. For the people to hear that, man, and let it—that's lining up with everything we're speaking on, man. We let them hear that a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna be on again tomorrow, man. We jumping off on the Sabbath tomorrow, so be looking to hear from those truth seekers. We jumping off on the Sabbath, man, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, what's up, man? You hit me up, man. You already know. Keep me tuned in.
Most definitely, we got you.
No. All right, on that, man. Once again. Thank you for the listeners out there, brothers and sisters, Jews and Gentiles alike. This is the Warriors in Christ. And, you know, once again, we're sticking to the script, letting you know the work never stops until the casket drops. This is your brother, Yuwanathan, and brother Dwayne, Truth Seeker.
Mm-hmm.
We out.
Yes.
Listen, I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, of the seed of Abraham. I ain't no Egyptian, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Kabbalist, and I definitely ain't no African. Why you born up in Islam? You ain't Arab, you're a Hebrew. Man, it's getting crazy everywhere I look. I see you, some of y'all say you Egyptian. You can't read the hieroglyphics, you don't know what they really say. That makes you religious, cause you just believe in what you heard was right. So why you mad at me for saying I'm in misery your life? Bitch, I can read the Hebrew, I can see right through you. You want your identity, but you don't wanna be who you are. You wanna shine, you wanna travel around with the philosophy and history you think you found. But all your dates are carbon dated, and we know that's false. So what's the point of all your math when your equation is false? You ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. You ain't no African. Come on, get it right. You're in history, you're right. You ain't Egyptian.
You're not Egyptian, you're not a Egyptian.